This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
If there's anything that I'm happy to do on this very program called In the Loop on Sports Radio 610 is to give people an opportunity to learn about something they had no idea about before. And John Lopez and
Figueroa. Share with the class.
I'm giddy. Really, I'm giddy about
with the class. They're learning a lot about our friend Mike Tirico, the play-by-play man for NBC Sports. He does.
Who was Sunday here Night on Football. Sunday Night Football.
Yes, yeah.
When it was here at NRG.
He was, you know.
Ashley saw him, too.
Oh, for real?
He was in the hallway. Yeah. He was walking past. And he actually spoke to me.
Were you able to understand him?
Yeah, well, it was just, hey, what's up, man? It was okay. One of those.
So he spoke in English instead of his native tongue. I got you. All right, cool. let's get into it.
I could do a whole segment on this.
I think he's going. I know you could. And that's why I'm about to start talking about football.
I think he's on we can go the wrong way. Pasta.
Yeah. Yep. He had a carbo load. You know, we all got to make sure we have enough carbs
Mike,
to go about things.
We need to talk.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Mike Tirico.
I bet he loves Sopranos. All right. So. Texans win because, Texans lose because. 713-572-4610. What are the things that you'll determine whether or not the Texans win or lose? Because within this, I'm already well established. I'm on wax about the fact that I think that this should very well be a win for the Texans and probably an easy win.
I'm with you.
For the Texans in the way that this happens. But let's break down the causes and the factors within this.
Yeah. I think win because, lose because is, a lot of these are just, obviously, they can go either way. I think the Xavier Hutchinson and Stephon Diggs dynamic that I mentioned really a couple times, but at the start of the show, Stephon Diggs has to be that guy. And I think a big part of that is Xavier Hutchinson filling the role, the exact position of Nico Collins. And Bobby Slowick actually talked about this yesterday.
You know, Nico is a guy that is really irreplaceable. You know, I think he's been playing probably the best ball of his career. I think right now he was, I'd say for us, he was the best receiver in the NFL and what he was doing. And you know, you can't replace that. But at the same time, we got a room full of guys that are hungry, that want to go in, they want to get their ops. I think Hutch did a great job in the game. After Nico went out, he took advantage of his ops. He showed up in the run game. He works every single day. Obviously, you have Metch, you have Woody, you have Sims. I mean, we got a lot of guys that can go out, that can play, and that can function. So we have full confidence that we'll just keep rolling.
Do you have to change any of the playbook without Nico being in there?
It's really the same as always. You know, everybody's good at their own things, and we like to emphasize the things they're good at, and we'll do that with the people we have out there.
But it's got to start with Hutchinson for me. Everything goes a lot easier if Hutchinson, and I'm not talking, you know, 7-8 catches, but just be a factor, you know, affect the defense and help Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, maybe like 4 catches.
Something like that. Yeah.
Tank maybe, you know, steps up, gets maybe a nice 6 in there, and then all of a sudden you're cooking with grease. Yeah, you find it interesting that obviously he's talking about the entirety of the roster. Metchie was the first one they came up
with. Isn't that weird?
After that. So I'll be interested to see if you go from Metchie having 3 snaps in this game versus the Bills to where maybe he gets to 10 snaps and you gets an opportunity to get involved here, especially with Robert Woods dealing with what he's dealing with right now. He's missed practice again today. So Maybe that provides an opportunity for Mechie to get involved in some of this as well. But yeah, this, I think Xavier Hutchinson is a great one to bring up in the course of this. If he's able to step up and do some of the things that we saw last week that he came in. But I'm interested because I heard, you know, Bobby mentioned the idea of blocking in the run game as well. Like, that's a big thing that factors in, because Bobby likes using all 10 of the guys that are not carrying the football. Well, maybe 9 of the guys, because I don't know how much you're like, CJ, go get that in.
Yeah.
But, you know, everybody that's available blocking, you know, working in the run game. And so I don't think that that's been the issue for the run game, but it is cool to have somebody when you're in to know we feel confident with him upfield. Mm-hmm. Once you get past the line of scrimmage, making sure that there's additional blocks and additional yardage to be gained.
Well, I got some more, but I'm interested in yours. Win because, lose because.
All right. Texans win because they show up to the field. No, I'm playing. That might be a little much. But
throw the ball out there.
Texans win because their defense is capable of, honing in the outlier, or maybe not outlier, but the unknown that is Drake May. I think that Drake May, likelihood is, you'll be able to blitz him, show him pressure, and make him look like what we anticipate a rookie quarterback looks like. But there is a little bit of the unknown with, he has tools, he has talent. That's why he was regarded as one of the best in this draft class.
Yeah.
But he just has not, he was not viewed as pro ready. He's not been
the number three pick.
And so, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason. Number three. But I think first game is going to be problematic.
And I mean, lose because they won't do that, right? Like, obviously, there's the other side of that. But how crazy do the Patriots look if he does come out and he's able to do any, like, really look passable in this? Because they wait until the Texans, which is probably the lead. I mean, the Texans get the most pressure of any team on quarterbacks. Like, you wait until that, and if he acquits himself well, which, again, I don't believe he will do in a big way, and I don't think that's much about him as an individual.
Mm-hmm.
The question then arises, like, why did you wait? You know,
I think that's possible, but I think the other possibility is we're going to hear a lot of, so you got to let that quarterback sit for a while and learn.
You got to let him marinate. You know,
let him watch and learn from a veteran like Jacoby
Brissett was the necessary.
Give him a notepad.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Wear the headset, all that stuff. I think you can probably get more of that. That ties in with one of my win because, lose because I said Drake May. The scramble drill and the long ball are what I think he could be effective with.
Sure.
Because that's just instinct. Like in the course of the offense and you're running the plays, Texans are coming at you, he could get, you know, just pummeled. But
he doesn't have to do all the processing
But the play breaks down, and he goes out, kind of like what we see CJ Stroud doing here and there.
Backyard football.
Yeah, a little backyard football. And somebody breaks free behind us. Secondary, by the way, that is going to be minus at least two guys, it looks like, with the Texans. That could be problematic as well. Here's one, a lose because you can't let one guy just ruin your day. And I think that one guy might be Christian Gonzalez.
Okay.
Yeah, if he is... Because then you often talk about, we've talked about, like, this needs to be a turnover game, you know. Well, for the Patriots, this needs to be a turnover game.
Right, right. You need to win the turnover battle and give yourself more opportunities, more cracks at it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, if Christian Gonzalez is one, if he travels or whatever, if he just makes life really difficult on one or two of your wide receivers, that'd be kind of frustrating within the course of this. And that might tie in with one of my lose, because if you put yourself in a situation where you're playing, again, in third and long, whether it's penalties or whether it's like just being inefficient early, you then make it so that those big moments of third down completions or third down, third and long are more important as they have been. And then you don't have the cheat code that is Nico Collins.
Mm-hmm.
I think Stephon Diggs is capable of doing that. I think the Tank Dell is capable, but like, to what degree does that look like? And then are you now bringing Christian Gonzalez into play of, is he capable? Or are you allowing Uche to pin his ears back and come after you? And so you might be allowing a defense that really shouldn't be on your level to have opportunities to get at you. So I do think that giving yourself an advantageous great game script will be big.
I do have one more. Do you have another win because, lose because?
Nah, you got it, man. Let's see it.
I said this, I think, Tuesday or Wednesday. Are we sure they got over those dumb penalties?
That's a great question. That is a great question.
Are we sure that they had a run of four games of, we're like just shaking our head, most penalized team in the NFL, most pre-snap penalties in the NFL, your left tackle was getting pummeled, your entire offensive line was downfield or holding or more problematic you know,
just lining up,
moving, lining up in the wrong place or moving early. And then we did see that third quarter, which I don't think it was necessarily in the same vein as what they had been doing. But they did get over the penalty bug, the dumb penalty bug against Buffalo. We got to see that again, because are we sure that that's not just something? By the way, it's a road game.
Correct.
They've been at home.
Yeah.
And they've
or inside.
And they've had most of their they've had them home and away until Buffalo. But, you know, they on the road game, it's more difficult, you know, for a number of reasons to avoid those pre-snap penalties. Like, we can't have it. I mean, we can't have another, you know, reverting to what you were.
Yeah, and one of the things that I try not to lean too heavily into the idea of, oh, man, they're looking past this team.
Mm-hmm.
But if there was any place where maybe that would happen is, like, if you get away from the details, and one of the details is clearly lining up correctly, making sure that you get your get off is timed well, making sure that you're making sure that you're not holding. Like, those are the types of details that I think could slip if you're not locked in the ways that you want to. But Bobby Slowick, he said that they really locked in on that, and that's why you saw it get better in the first half. And then I guess
I hope he's right.
You had various things, so yeah, I hope that continues as well. The idea that, hey, you guys are locked in and making sure that the ticky tack, the penalties, the lack of attention or focused on detail, does not then shoot you in the foot and allow a team that has no business playing with you to then play with you.
And then the last one, and we talked about this exactly an hour ago, but it's a win because Bobby Slowick, hands on the dials and the levers and the knobs, make that offense work the way it is right now. And that includes, by the way, not just the passing game that we've talked about with Stephon and Xavier and all that. It has to do with, like, find the running back that can work. You know, if it's Joe Mixon, he's going to get the majority of the carries. But if Damian Pierce, it's not working, you know, you got Cam Akers there. You know, if somehow Mixon can't go, Bobby Slowick, it's incumbent upon him. It's important that he just doesn't sort of, like, slam his head against the wall if one of these guys isn't working.
Slam your head against the wall is a very interesting phrase to use with Bobby Slowick, because I think that's one of the things that people are criticizing him of, mm-hmm. whether right or wrong. I don't even want to get into, like, discerning that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it will be interesting to see, like, you know, with, again, it feels like Joe Mixon might be back the way that he's practicing, you know, and then what does the run game look like? Does it continue to look the same? Are there some elements that shift? Yeah, I want to see some of those things as well. Do you have a prediction score-wise for this game?
Yeah, I think it's going to be, I've said this, go ahead and put those 7 points down, 6.5 points, whatever it is. I think a double-digit, nice, tidy 10 or 11-point win. I can't give you a score. I hate when people give scores. It's going to be 37-16.
I mean, I usually don't like giving scores.
That's such a crapshoot, you know? I mean, I'll do it if somebody asks. You know what? That just popped into my head. I'm going to say 37-16.
Okay. I
is the most bizarre. That might even be one of those.
I give scores, but I also give them with the understanding that I don't know. What, do I have a crystal ball? If I could predict scores in this way, I'd have a lot more money, right? Yeah. Clearly.
Somebody on Monday, you were wrong, Lopez. Yeah,
that's right.
38-17.
Why are you on the radio? You're wrong.
Of course.
You're always wrong.
Well, I don't know. That might be wrong. 34-9 was the number that was coming to mind.
Oh, nice.
And again,
that's a very tidy double-digit win.
Very tidy.
Yeah,
and that's the style of game that, you know, you feel like they should be able to have in this, in these circumstances. Do you have anyone, Fig?
Yeah, I'm gonna say 28-13.
Okay,
go 28-13. I'm just
playing. Not a lot of confidence in that.
Don't do that.
And not a lot of confidence in that Patriots offense.
Yeah, I think it's a
none of us.
Yeah, I think it's a bad offense. I kind of feel bad for Drake May to have to step it behind that offensive line, man. So I don't think it's going to be pretty.
Man, they're talking in New England. By the way, Ted Johnson was on, you know, with the boys this morning.
He was. You can hear that on the Odyssey app. Rewind or go to the podcast. Yeah. Payne and Pendergast.
Real good friend of the show, former host here at Sports Radio 610, Teddy Three Rings. And they're talking up in New England about, like, is this guy going to get shell-shocked? Is it going to be that bad?
Yeah.
Like, you set him back a little bit, you know?
Well, that's another thing that, hey, man, this is the time for those sack numbers to actually show up on the page. Somebody texted in earlier, was like, what's happening with Will Anderson Jr.? It's like, he's applying a whole bunch of pressure. But because those sack numbers aren't there, and I know he didn't get a lot of tackles this past week, but, like, because those numbers aren't there in a tangible way, people are kind of, at least some folks are like, huh, what's happening? this is an opportunity to go ahead and bolster that and put everybody at ease. Little, go ahead and go get those sacks.
Stat padding.
Yeah, that's right. they should have about 7 sacks. Or
wow.
Something.
You know, something slight. Something
yeah, 7 or 8. Everybody should be eating.
7 or 8. You know, somewhere in there.
27-10 comes in on the text line from 713. 55-2 comes in favor of the Texans.
I want to see that. I would love to see that.
Oh, that would be great.
I would love to see that.
The safety is just CJ running out the back of the end zone just to end the game. Is that what are we doing?
Yeah.
Or the punter.
Lots to a little. Thank you for that prediction on the text line as well. All right. You're in the loop, Sports Radio 610. Excited for a Texans. You know what? I'm going to be bold. No, I'm not. That's kind of reckless. A Texans game versus the Patriots.
Be bold.
On Sunday. No. Bold is one thing. Reckless is another because I'm not trying to set myself up to get got. But Texans, Patriots in New England, 12 noon. And you'll be able to hear pregame here starting at 9 a.m. with Sean Pendergast. Insane.
The Italian guy's not calling
Seth
it, right?
Payne. No, he is not. Okay. It's going to be, actually, wait, I don't know. Is it CBS on this one?
Yeah, I think it's CBS.
Yeah,
okay, I don't know who.
Next week at Green Bay, Jim Nantz.
Okay.
Tony Romo.
You excited about that?
No.
Okay. I was like, you said that like you, that mattered a big. I found that I really don't care as much about the actual broadcasters.
Only if they're really, really good. I care about that. If they're not, I'm like whatever.
Kevin Harlan, watch man.
Yeah.
Well, Kevin Harlan is great.
Yeah.
Okay. Coming up next, it's about time where we hand this thing over to our guy Figgy Fig for the mixtape. What we got, Figgy?
Yeah, speaking of broadcasters, man, people was going in on Bob Costas, and we got some people that's defending Bob Costas. So I'm going to let you know what's going on with that. Plus, I want to know who's in the right here, because I ran across a football conversation, and it got a little hard, though, during this conversation. Ooh. So I want to know who's in the right. I want to ask y'all about that.
All right, let's adjudication football conversations. We'll do that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Next.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Fig's in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Friday. Happy Friday to everyone out there. And earlier in the show, I want to play this audio for y'all real quick. I mentioned during Lunchtime Confessions... Mm-hmm. About 2 Chainz talking to a robot, talking to the Tesla robot.
Okay.
And this is how it sounded.
2 Chainz, how you doing?
What's up?
It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
What's your name?
I'm Optimus.
Okay. My name is Tony.
Tony?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice to meet you, Tony.
Nice to meet you too, buddy. Hey, can you play basketball? Can you shoot like jump shots?
Maybe one day.
I'll teach you.
You?
I'll teach you.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, brother.
I don't like the language model that they put on. I don't know who voiced that, but I don't like how it sounds. It makes me
sounds
feel
like
uncomfortable.
A kid.
Yeah. It sounds like a relatively young guy.
Yeah,
it sounds like a relatively young guy.
Yeah, but we are here
having that conversation with a robot.
I would like to see a robot actually shoot a jump shot, though.
They got those.
They have the ones that don't miss. Remember, have you seen that video? Where just like
a hundred men in a row.
Yeah,
it doesn't look crazy fluid, but it gets the job done.
Yeah,
that's all that matters.
I don't think they need to be fluid.
Be looking like Sean Marion.
Yeah.
But no, I've been impressed with just like, well, I mean, impressed and terrified at the same time with just how far and how quickly like AI language like models, for lack of a better term. I don't think that's the right term. But whatever, have progressed. There's very little latency there in that conversation with 2 Chainz.
Yeah, I feel like, to me, and I don't know if anybody out there that played this game. I played this game on this game been around for a little bit, but it's a game called Detroit.
Huh. Okay.
And it's all about that, like AI stuff, robots, like real live robots, and one actually ended up killing somebody trying to save somebody's life and that. It's crazy, but it seemed like it's about to go there.
It definitely does.
We'll see.
Man, so Bob Costas was getting a lot of hate from the Young Bucks on this platform. I mean, not this platform, but social media platform. And I want to go through a montage of all of his all of his calls that people kind of had an issue with.
Okay.
From this this Yankees and Royals ALDS series. And I want y'all honest opinion on Bob Costas after y'all hear all of this.
Hit to short. Whip gets the force. Can they turn two? Yes, they can. And it's just the point we were making. It's not Giancarlo's fault. A near base hit. Couldn't beat it out at the other end. Turns into a double play. Isbell had 8 regular season home runs. Sends this one to deep right. Back goes Soto by the bullpen. And he's got it with his back against the bullpen fence. Here's Tommy Pham. First pitch, bouncing to short. Volpe backs up, throws, and that's that. In the air to center field. Judge has it lined up, and the Yankees are on their way to the LCS. The Royals gave them a good battle. All 4 games were close, but the Yankees, who didn't make the postseason last year, a rarity, now advance to the LCS.
I know who's mad about that one. That's hilarious.
Yeah, so he been getting a lot of pushback on his calls during this series. And I'm going to get to a couple people that was defending him. But I want to know your honest opinion on Bob Costas right now in 2024.
Okay, so what my feelings on it is that's clearly not great. Like, that's not a great baseball call. But I'm going to defend him in this way. What do you expect from Bob Costas? Like, that's what Bob Costas is. He's a conversationalist, an analyst. I think the bigger problem is putting Bob Costas in that booth. For play-by-play. He's a host. He's an analyst. He talks sports.
He's a long time. He's also
no,
done
he's
this
done,
for a long
he's
time.
Done basketball. He's done, you know, baseball. But if you're going to try to, if you want that energy, you know, that whatever it is, that, you know better.
That is fair. Yeah. I think that is fair. Like, he does not use his voice as an instrument to, I guess, hype the game. He's not selling the game, for lack of a better term. But I don't know. I've never had too much of an issue with Bob Costas. The only thing that I do is, like, sometimes he can grandstand, right? Like, sometimes he can...
That's what he is.
Right? Sometimes he can get that place where he feels like he's moralizing.
He pontificates.
Ways, right? Oh, I love that word.
Yeah.
Pontificates.
Yeah.
Right? So sometimes that can happen, and I understand why that would rub people the wrong way, but otherwise, I'm just like, hey, we're in for the game.
So that's my thing. Figures, like, you know what you're getting with Bob Costas, so if you don't want that in the booth, if you want to hit that young audience that has some guy with his hair on fire making a call, then get that guy in the booth.
Yeah, or get a radio guy.
Yeah.
The radio guys be fired up.
Yeah.
But I get some of these calls I play was a little iffy, but I just feel like, Bob Costas and Al Michaels are probably some of the last of that ilk that we going to see for a long time, man.
Yeah.
Just that kind of smooth, laid-back type of voice. I feel like that's not really in style anymore.
Exactly.
And so, like, I mean, it might not be the best call, but I'm just here to appreciate him while he's here. Because it ain't going to be around for a long time, forever.
Fair enough.
Yeah, but... Your boy Nick Wright has something to say about
it. I heard
it.
This.
Okay. He was a little upset with the 20-year-olds, the young bucks on social media trashing Al Michaels and Bob Costas. And this is what he had to say.
5 hours from now, you know what you're going to do if you check Twitter? Hey, what are people saying about the game? A bunch of 20-something-year-olds saying how much these guys stink. Saying, oh, I don't like this guy. I don't like that guy. Why doesn't he call the game this way? It's Costas and Michaels, you spoiled brat. One of them called the miracle on ice. The other one called Michael Jordan's final game with the Bulls. True. Between them, they've called 25 Olympics. They're in their 70s. They're spending a Thursday night calling a divisional round game and a Thursday night football game. And all these kids are complaining, being like, here's what I didn't like about it. Shut up! Do you know how lucky I would have been if Howard Cosell would have extended his career that long? I could have watched him. I wouldn't have cared if it's not my style. Enjoy it. You're watching legends at the end of their run. So you, or just delete your Twitter account. You're going to get on there with your $78 and be like, here's why Bob Costas doesn't know what he's Bob Costas.
Okay, but that might be a little bit to the other extreme, just a touch.
Yeah, shut up and take it.
But like,
I kind of see where he's going with it, because I kind of feel that way where I'm just like, hey, it is what it is. I know you hate that term, but
but it is.
It is what it is.
It really is, though.
This is a legend.
You know, remember when people used to criticize Milo Hamilton? And I didn't think he was very good at the end of his career, but I always told him the same thing. Get back to me when you've been doing it for 60 years.
Yeah.
Get back to me and tell me, you know, about your game after you've been broadcasting for 60 years.
Yeah, but I think this is where, like, the continued education of this all is. Like, hey, man, if you've been doing it for 60 years and it's falling off, like...
No, I get that.
Right?
Yeah.
But there is a certain amount of earned... You know, whether it's respect or just being putting up with it or whatever.
I think Nick's issue in that instance, and here I am telling him what his issue is. Right, what a jerk. But I think his issue might be more. Your opinion is your opinion. Not everybody has to hear your opinion. But we've gotten to a place with, like, and I'm not somebody who bashes on social media just on itself. However, I think we all have gotten to a place where we all feel like we need to put out what amounts like public statements about everything. Mm-hmm. And I just don't think people care that much about my opinion like that, right? Like, especially like, you notice it when someone passes and, oh man, I have to make sure that I send out a, you know, recipes. I'm like,
gone too soon.
You don't, you have to make sure. But I'm like, you don't need to put out a statement. You're not a company. Like, you don't need to know what your official opinion is on this. And I think that might, if everybody did not feel the need to be like, yo, I need to let you know that I don't think Bob Costas is good.
Yeah.
Maybe this wouldn't be as big of a deal.
Yeah, somebody else that had an issue with the young kids on social media.
The young whippersnappers.
Yeah, Michael K.
Okay.
Michael K.
I bet he did.
He know a little something about broadcasting and all that stuff. But here's Michael K. Issue with the young people on Twitter criticizing Bob Costas.
I'm reading social media. I've never seen such vitriolic hatred toward a guy, and I'm not being hyperbolic, and you guys could both correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah,
Bob Costas is one of the greatest sports broadcasters that has ever lived, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you listen to Bob Costas call a baseball game, because he used to be the backup to Scully, and then he took over the number one job. If you listen to him call those games then, he called them the same way then as he calls them now. Understated, kind of teaching you as he goes along, all of that. I think that the industry has changed, but to see these young people on social media eviscerating a broadcasting god like, but you can say, hey, I don't like the cut of his jib, but he stinks. You're out of your mind.
My man, that's how Twitter works.
Yeah.
Twitter, young people on Twitter will tear down a legend.
Hyperbole.
With no problem.
Yeah, hyperbole is the name of the game.
But he kind
of
said along the same lines what I said. You know what you're getting with Bob Costas, so either don't put him in the booth. Or, you know, and I know they're going to, but I'm saying, or don't complain because you know what Bob Costas is.
Yeah, but then you're speaking to two different people. Don't put him in the booth as the TV.
Right.
As the TV network. Mm-hmm. And don't complain as the listeners and the viewers. I find myself somewhere in the middle where, like, it does not hurt me that much, but I cannot acknowledge that, you know, hey, the call could be, I guess, different in different ways and maybe more enjoyable. It'd be like that sometimes. Like, for the most part, for me, with all these sporting events, I'm usually here for the event.
Yeah.
Like, unless it's, like, atrociously bad where they actually are not, you know, fulfilling the actual job description. I'm here for the event. Whatever I'm watching, I'll be able to make it. But I also understand that I am privileged enough to have a level of understanding what's happening in a lot of these situations and don't need somebody to guide me through it like some people would. I don't know.
Yeah, salute to all parties.
Just that is the default. Just salute, whatever.
Yeah, prayers there, everybody.
Awesome, salute. That's right.
So I ran across this clip from Ashley Mina Kimes posted this clip, and she was talking about she kind of got a little nerdy. And I got a lot. I can't lie, man. I love Mina Kimes. I love when she breaks down the game and get in the sticks. So this is her talking about 12 personnel nickel pertaining to the Ravens and Commanders game coming up.
Excellent.
The thing that jumps out to me about the Ravens offense against the Commanders defense, what the Ravens are doing with their heavy personnel groupings right now, when they put multiple tight ends backs on the field, I just don't know how the Commanders handle that. I mean, the Commanders versus 12 personnel, they almost exclusively play nickel 99% of the time this year. If you play the Ravens in nickel and 12, they are happy to run that ball down your throat. In fact, in 12 personnel, they are averaging 6 yards a carry and 0.24 EPA per play. I love their 12 personnel grouping so much because this year and last year, they are an even run pass split. And they're constantly putting defenses in compromised situations. But I think particularly running the ball out of those looks, is going to be a huge problem for Washington.
So that's the good football stuff. Directly into my veins, baby. Let's go.
She mentioned your favorite three letters.
EPA.
So did you guys have an issue or pushback or anything with what she's saying there?
Heck no.
No, that was good analysis.
And she actually made the weeds for the common man. It made it sound very simple that everybody could understand.
Yeah, I understood a little bit, but I ain't gonna lie, I ain't that type of guy.
And to be fair, like, she's doing that in the podcast space where a lot of people, if you're coming to it, you are coming for that.
You're coming for that content.
Yeah.
But let me introduce you guys to a man.
I already hate him.
He goes by the name of Coach Jason Brown on Twitter at TheRealCoach_JB.
Oh, Lord.
You hate the people that put the real in there?
The real coach.
Just in case
you didn't know I was a coach.
I'm going to go through. So what I like to do, too, is look at people's description or their bios on their social media. So I'm going to read what his bio say before I get to how he responded.
Man, aren't we? Okay, yeah, very good.
So his bio say Netflix, Last Channel U. So I'm guessing.
Last Chance U?
Yeah, Last Chance U.
Okay.
Sorry about that. He also put 2017 NJCAA Jayhawk Coach of the Year.
All right, junior college coach of the year.
Okay, excellent. Cool. Good for you.
Author of Hate Me Now, Love Me Later.
I don't know about that.
And an author too?
I don't know about that second part.
Host of the Coach JB Show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he got a podcast. Oh, we cooking. I like this. Yeah.
And then he got a link to his website, coachjbstore.com.
All right.
So I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Let me share what he said to Mina Kimes responded to this video right here.
Oh, I know Mina eviscerated him. I can't wait.
Who listens to this bleep? Seriously.
Me.
12 personnel isn't a formation, Mina. It's a group which can be several formations. So which one in 12 do they run the ball successfully in? I'm waiting.
Oh, he did the I'm waiting.
Yeah. All of them. Like,
yeah.
What is he complaining about? Yes, he is right. 12 personnel is a personnel grouping as opposed to a formation.
Mm-hmm.
But it tells you oftentimes the size of what you have.
It's the concept of 12 personnel.
Yeah, it's like, hey, you're going to have two tight ends on the field. Yeah. That means you're probably going to be bigger. And in theory, you're probably going to be able to run the football or pass the football. And when they match up with that, they go with a smaller package of guys, nickel, where you're going to have more defensive backs. You're going to have 5 defensive backs, right? Like, that tells you a lot. Coach, you don't know football?
Well, I'm going to get to that in a minute. So, shout out to Lance Zerline. He actually responded to this tweet. He said, Coach, all she's saying is they will take their two tight end set and mash your ass with it if you stay in nickel.
Correct.
This is pretty easy to understand. I'm not sure where you're going with this one.
Mm-hmm.
Coach replied and said,
oh, he didn't take the off-ramps? Lance gave you the off-ramp, Coach.
Hey, he had to reply to Lance. He said, but she didn't say that, which, again, why some of you should stay out of football talk. She says 12 personnel, not any formation. And then when asked about formation, she said gun, which isn't a formation to run the ball out of. 12 personnel can mean 30 different formations, and two tight ends could be at wide receiver or fullback, contrary to belief.
You raising my blood pressure. Yeah. I'm just mad now. Because you can run out of gun. What are you talking about?
Well, it's not even that. This
you have to run out of the single back. What are you talking about?
I mean, that's fine and that's true. But what he's doing is, let me tell you how much more football I know.
That's really
hey, I'm let there, me tell you how much football hey, I know.
I'm sitting there eating
She's
my popcorn.
She's a girl. Yeah. She can know football.
And there is that element for sure.
I'm Absolutely. A coach. I know football.
I'm sitting here eating my popcorn, enjoying this. So Lance replied and said, Coach, who give a bleep about the formation? Once you're in a proper grouping to beat the bleep out of the nickel, you can get your tight ends in any formation you want.
Facts.
I think that's understood. Part of having the right grouping is in that you're going to get them downhill
Correct.
On the nickel.
Yes.
Coach replied.
No, oh, Lord. No,
he keep going.
Bro, do you realize you have to get in formation to snap the ball?
Oh, get out
And
here.
They don't use double tight ends, so what are you talking about?
Who don't use double tight end?
I don't know. I'm not the sports nerd guy.
I'm mad at him.
But my favorite part in this is this. Some random guy replied to that reply and said, Bro, do you realize you was charged with 8 felonies for blackmail and identity theft after you posed as a lawyer to send fake cease and desist letters to media outlets that you were reporting? The story about you texting a German football recruit and texting a German football recruit that you were going to be his new Hitler.
That's crazy. Boy. First of all,
that was his reply. That came out of nowhere.
But yeah, man.
I wonder, was it accurate? I'm guessing.
I have no idea.
Someone just texted in. Again, I don't know if this is for certain, but it seems to be along those lines. They said that coach got fired and had sexual assault, allegations, got removed from Netflix.
Look, I have no idea who that guy was. But once I seen that last tweet, I'm like, all right.
That'll always get you.
I think that's it.
For our friends that aren't on social media or maybe not super social media inclined, that is what we call a this you. Which is when you're having a conversation and you're just like, is
that brother came from the top rope? I'm over here. I'm over here trying to learn a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I like seeing disagreements about football
and
personnels and all that stuff. So I was just trying to see where the guy was coming from.
Here comes the flying suplex.
Yeah. But
I guarantee you that coach, when referring to a woman, has used the term broad.
Oh, goodness, man.
I guarantee you.
Yeah.
He messed with the wrong one.
Yeah, you did.
Mina Khan's got supporters because they know she knows ball.
Yeah.
And maybe coach don't.
Yeah, again, salute to all parties.
That's right.
Prayers.
Not salute to everyone. Mm-hmm. Not salute to coach.
Yeah, prayers to everyone.
All right. That's Figgy's mixtape. You can catch it at 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on In the Loop. Dare I say, one of the most sought after segments on
Always.
The program.
That's
right. All right. We're just one segment away from our weekend. We're going to hand it over to The Drive coming up next. However, we got to draft the weekend, see what we're interested in, sports and otherwise, headed into the weekend. We'll do that next.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Thank you.
Wait, now go ahead and get that off clean.
Biggie. Thank you.
That's right. The legend himself, John McClain. Always appreciates Figgy. Just like the fine folks. Someone texted in and was like, yeah, definitely saved the best for last. Really enjoying Figgy's mixtape since it got going. And it has been a delight. One of the delights of the show. Right here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and myself, Reginald Latitula, hanging out with you. We're getting ready to hand it off to our fellas in The Drive. They're out at the Big City Wings.
Yeah.
Big City Wings in Humble, so that's definitely that's the move, mm-hmm. as the children will say, the youths will say, that is the move, going out there and seeing them fine folks out there. But before we get to them, we got to draft the weekend. What are the games and other things?
Figgy,
that
you go first this time.
In? Figgy went first last time.
You go
right?
first.
So I guess
time.
I have first pick, and that's going to be interesting. What do I want to go with? And of course, one of the stipulations is we're all interested in the Texans game.
Yeah,
obviously. So that one is we're not putting that one on the table here. Let's see. Where do I want to start? I did not think about the fact that I would be starting, and I probably should have. So you know what? Low hanging fruit. Give me Red River.
I had that.
Red River Showdown. Yeah. Texas OU. Texas is a really good football team. They should win this game, but this is absolutely one of those rivalries where you throw everything out. And so I'm sure it'll be really fun. One of the two probably really big games in college football
have
on
you been
Saturday
to it?
That you're worth. I actually haven't been
Ooh,
to it.
Oh, boy.
And I'm not sure if I really wanted to be.
No, you do. It's fantastic.
I've heard that that's the best time to go to the State Fair of Texas, though, because everybody's inside. So you can go ahead and get your corny dogs and get your.
And why do they call them corny dogs there and corn dogs everywhere else?
I don't know.
Everywhere.
Oh, that's a thing?
How am I supposed to?
They call them corny dogs.
Really?
Fletcher's corny dogs.
Like everywhere else on the planet, it's corn dogs.
I don't know, man. I don't ask.
Now I'm down on the game.
Okay. Right. Well, you don't have to worry about it because I picked it up. What you got?
That was going to be my number one pick as well. I'm just intrigued by my guy Jaden Daniels, man.
Yeah, he is really your guy, ain't he?
That's
a good game.
He's been my guy since before the draft, and Figgy can attest to that. And give me Washington Baltimore, man.
Yeah, man, that's going to be a good one.
Washington Baltimore is going to be a good game. I'm going to be watching.
Mina Kimes broke it down pretty nice, right?
Yeah, they're going to be at 12 personnel, baby. You got to watch out for that.
A lot of 12 personnel. Go ahead and talk to your friends. Make yourself sound smart. Hey, man.
Talk to Coach JB about it.
Hey, man.
Don't talk to him.
If the Commandos keep coming out in that nickel, you know, the Ravens 12 personnel going to beat them up, you know? That's what to expect.
Yeah.
I got to go with Ohio State and Oregon.
You know what? That was my third.
Really? I thought you was going to pick that one.
No, in order, yeah. Like I said earlier, I thought this was. I think this. I'm more excited about college football this weekend.
That's one of the other really good games.
Yeah,
They're going to be on NBC. In fact, 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a really fun one to see. How's Will Howard look? How's my boy Will Howard looked? Fig.
I can't really tell.
You
man.
Can't call it.
Okay. Yeah, because these been some mid type of teams.
Got a receiver, though.
He looked better than the last guy. I will say that.
That is something.
But I got to see him against a real team.
That is.
Because that's all that matters.
Yeah. You know what? I was about to go one way. I will go another. I don't know if y'all will pick it, but let me just go ahead and get this out of the way. Give me Saints Bucks in New Orleans on Sunday.
Little Spencer Rattler.
There you go. Yeah. I want to see what Spencer Rattler got. That's a division game. I think those teams are a little bit closely kind of situated.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to see what Spencer Rattler looks like. I've always been intrigued by his game style because when the highs are high, but the lows can be kind of comical.
Yeah.
And that kind of positions it very well for me to watch football. So, yeah, I want to see Saints Bucks.
That was on my list. I can't decide between two games, one an NFL game, one a college game. Just intrigued by LSU Ole Miss. I'm going to go LSU Ole Miss, big time SEC matchup. Loser is out of the postseason for all intents and purposes. And you know what? On a Saturday, ain't nothing better than watching a little SEC football.
Fair enough. Touché.
Yeah.
Well, this Saturday, I'm going to be checking out the Guardians and Tigers game, man. It's a win to go home.
Nobody's picked baseball yet.
I know. I was like, I know I can get back around to this one. I knew you were going to take this one to leave me for mine.
It's a win to go home, man. A.J. Hinch, could he pull off the upset and face those damn Yankees? I'm going to be locked in on that one.
If the Tigers, I mean, I feel like everybody in Houston, Astro Land, is going to be, whichever team wins this, is going to be pulling for them, right?
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
I was also going to go baseball, but I'm going tonight, in fact. Dodgers, Padres, deciding game 5. Yeah, I need it. I needs it between these two teams. They've already had the chippiness. And you've got a fantastic pitching matchup between Yu Darvish and Yamamoto.
Higher.
I don't know, and I love it. I love that you didn't, so that I could pick it.
Dog.
Yeah, I'm all in on this baseball game. Dodgers, Padres tonight. I'm in.
Are we going again?
Yeah, why not?
Let's
I got another one I want to get to.
Detroit, Dallas. Little Detroit. Little Detroit, little Dallas. See, you know, I've been high on the Lions as well.
See just how unserious the Cowboys are.
Just see how unserious they are.
They're really hurt.
They're
very hurt.
Yeah, they are.
Because they're missing pass rushers and everything. That's that'll be an interesting one.
Yeah, that's gonna be a fun game.
Fig, what you got?
I'm gonna check out USC and Penn State.
That's
just kind of
hate watching.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, kind of hate watch.
Or how will James Franklin mess it up this time?
Or I would say scout. I want to kind of scout.
Okay, you can call it what you want, but I know what you
want. I want to see how these teams look.
Do a little Connor Stallions. I hear what you're talking about.
Yeah, you can call it whatever.
Get my Nick Caserio and kind of scout.
That's right. Yeah, I need you to record a Nick Caserio breakdown too. But I want to play that on Monday. I will go in a place that I knew none of you would pick. Give me Sunday.
WNBA.
That's right. Let me get WNBA Finals Game 2, because if it's anything like Game 1, it's going to be fantastic. Lynx Liberty. I want to see what's happening there, because that first game was incredible hoop. And I am a hoop sicko, as I'm sure you could tell at this point. There you go. Those are what we're looking forward to this weekend. I'm sure there's even more that you could get into. But you got it. We got to get over to Humble. Talk to our fellas that are out at Big City Wings. The Drive is now with us. Fellas, what's it look like out there?
Man, hey, look, we're Big City Wings out here, man. You know, it's always good in here, man. The vibes are always good. The food is tremendous. The drinks are off the charts. They got that. They're set up. There's the bar's always right in the middle of the place, so you got easy access. And I'm telling you, the beer's cold and the drinks are strong, baby. Come on out.
Excellent.
Place. I've been there several times. I like that. What is it called? The gold something? The Cajun ones? Cajun gold, something like that?
I mean, I'll take your word for it. I do that. Gold fever.
Gold
she
fever.
Said.
Yeah.
Gold fever. Lopez, get it right, man. Yeah. Hey, I'm on that. I'm on that tahine wings.
They have those here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I ain't been to a big city that didn't have them.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah, she said. Yeah.
If they don't have them, I'm calling boss man.
hey, get me out of here.
Come on, not my boss man. Their boss man.
Okay.
What's
cool.
going on
cool.
right here? The other one is Crawdaddy. They got these Crawdaddy wings. I don't know if y'all like crawfish, Reg. I know Lopez does, but I don't know if you do or not.
I'm from
Reg.
The city of Houston. If I didn't like crawfish, it'd be a problem. Well, I think they could put me in jail for that.
That's true. You'd probably be better off at least saying you did, even if you didn't. But there's something about these wings. It's like they took them pinchers off and just dropped them in a bowl of water and fried them up, man. The smell is right. The taste is right, except it's obviously a little. The chicken wing.
Okay.
I'm super
good. I'm going to try that if they got those
it's
going
good.
On.
It's good. I'll tell you what else. Sean Bajani's in today with
yes,
me. Ron is out. But I tell you what else they got is their ranch waters, man. And the ranch water they got out here where you they can do a couple different little flavors with tahini on the rim. And they do it in the bottle. They leave the water in the bottle. So it's Matt, get me one here for too long.
Excellent. All right. Sounds like you guys going to be eating good while you're talking good. Right.
And drinking.
And drinking good. I don't want to put you on blast like that, but it's cool.
Hey, blast away, baby. Blast away, baby.
It's Friday. Come
that's
on.
Right. That's right. So everybody out there, if you also want to enjoy your Friday, make it out to Big City Wings in Humble. All right. So earlier, we were trying to cast the station if we were going to do 610 as movie and some of the names that came up, especially for Clint, we had some interesting names. Do you remember one of those names that came up for Clint? I know Vince Vaughn came up.
No, Vince Vaughn was Seth.
People said, oh yeah, that's right. People said that Clint, you might be played by Matthew McConaughey. Have either of you five fellas, Clint and Sean, gotten comparisons as to, oh, you look like this actor?
Yes. not so much these days. Somebody actually on the Twitch and YouTube was telling me I look like Robert Sala the other day. But
okay, we're doing a complexion thing there. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It used to be Freddie Prinze Jr. for me back in the day when I had hair.
Oh.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Really?
No, I see that. You know, if he got a tan, yeah.
If who, Freddie Prinze Jr. had a tan?
Yeah, get a little bit more of a tan on it.
Because my ass can't get much darker.
No, that's what I'm saying. Okay. Him. He got to match you. You be moving away from him.
Hey, I tell you, the name just slipped me. Who's the wrestler right now that just retired?
Oh, that just retired?
Yeah.
And, of course, the person who can answer
movies,
it is...
In the movies and all the
movies.
Is
it Dave Bautista?
No, one of the real famous ones. Like, one of the biggest names in wrestling. White dude, kind of, real square jaw.
Oh, this guy.
Oh, are you talking about John Cena?
Yes.
Cena.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've literally gotten that probably five times in the last 6 months. Like randomly, right. Randomly in an Uber. It started, and the funny thing is, it started with Ron.
And
you know he's watching.
That's
a
good thing to say.
And you know Ron hate. Well, she was just like, hey, you know that dude? He reminds me. Of anyway, Ron hated it. And then we get in an Uber in Kansas City, and the girl goes, "You know who you remind me of?" I said, "Who?" She said, "John Cena." And Ron about all jumped right out of the back seat of the car. Hey, it straight pisses him off, boy.
Okay. Well, maybe that's why he didn't show up today. I don't know. No, I'm sure he's good. But you're in capable hands here. You got Clint and Sean Bajani, obviously T-Mill in the house with all of us. So you're going to have a fun football Friday as we get ready for Texans and Patriots. You're listening to KILT, KILT HD2 and Odyssey Sports Station. And ladies and gentlemen, The Drive is live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy,
celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.